This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, March 9th. God's word to you today is Total Picture, TTP, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 5, verse 9, and it says, "And Peter said, 'How could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Spirit of the Lord like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door, and they will carry you out too.'" If you're in a church and you have not fully committed to the heart of the vision and the values, please keep your money in your pocket. You may get into trouble, and this is what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. Everybody was contributing, and Ananias and Sapphira wanted to put up a show, pretending to be part of what was going on. I can just imagine the conversation that went on in their house. It probably was something like this. Ananias says, "We must be wise about what is going on here. The way everyone is flocking around this Peter, I have my suspicions, and I'm watching him very closely." Sapphira says, "I see what you mean, Anan. Do you know you're older than this Peter?" Ananias responds, "I knew it. How old is he anyway? We cannot sell off what we own and put it in the hands of such a child. We cannot put our lives in Peter's hands, Saf." Sapphira answers, "I think you have a point there, Anan. So what should we do?" Ananias says, "The plan is, we sell our property just like everyone else is doing, but we give only a fraction of what is worth to Peter. Everyone will still rejoice. No one will know." Sapphira responds, "All right, Anan." According to plan, Ananias and Sapphira brought their seed to Peter, and he said, "Were you not afraid to lie to the Holy Spirit?" Wait a minute. Who did they lie to? In the physical, it was to Peter. But who did Peter say they lied to? The Holy Spirit. This is the principle of representation. Peter was not standing by himself or by his own authority. He was representing the Holy Spirit. Ananias and Sapphira got into trouble that destroyed them physically. Read Acts chapter 5. God is neither hungry nor interested in gifts from people whose hearts are not committed to him. There is no financial need in God's kingdom that he cannot provide for. If God is asking you for something, it is for your own good. In fact, it is a privilege of your destiny. If God is not asking you for anything, you should be ashamed of yourself. There was a time we had a need in the church. We had been praying and asking God to make a way. Then a man brought a lot of money to us. But the Holy Spirit said, "Return his money. I have not accepted the sacrifice." When God says, "I have not asked you to give me anything," you're in a bad place with God. I have learned that it is not everybody God deems fit to ask to give him something. Those of us that are obedient will have access to God and his blessings. Through us, God will make sure that no one lacks anything in his church. Amen. I pray that you will choose commonwealth by covenant and not commonwealth by community. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that your covenant will be in effect in my life, even as your word bears fruit in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.